USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about moving U.S. troops to Poland in an effort to counter Russian aggression.
Well, they're talking about 2,000 troops, but we'd be taking them out of Germany or we'd be moving them from another location. It would be no additional troops to Europe.
President Trump there speaking from the White House where he was hosting Poland's president on Wednesday. Poland has asked for a stepped-up military presence after increased military activity by Russia along the border. The bill to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is moving forward in Congress. Jake Lemonda with the Uniformed Fire Officers Association in New York says there's a lot of support to extend funding.
We have tremendous support for this bill. Never forget the Heroes Act, which funds the Victims Compensation Fund. We have tremendous support from our New York delegation and from our elected officials across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's been 25 years since the double murder happened that led to what many call the trial of the century. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
On June 12, 1994, hours after former NFL star O.J. Simpson's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend waiter Ron Goldman were found brutally stabbed to death, Simpson's lawyer Robert Shapiro told reporters,
"At the time that this murder took place, O.J. was at home awaiting to get into a limousine to take him to the airport."
Police arrested Simpson on June 17th after a low-speed chase in a white Ford Bronco that most of America watched on TV. Simpson later stood trial and was acquitted of all charges in the double murder.
Facebook is building one of the nation's largest solar farms in West Texas. The social media giant is partnering with Long Road Energy for the $416 million facility. Construction is expected to be completed within the next year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In about a year, at least six U.S. tourists have died under strange circumstances while vacationing in the Dominican Republic. Officials on the island nation and those at home still cannot quite figure out what exactly happened that led to their deaths. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel reminds us,
"We should not jump to conclusions, but what has made me concerned, and now the State Department is involved, and the Centers for Disease Control is involved, and the FBI is investigating this, is the suddenness of it. People are okay. This guy drank from the minibar again. The young woman, 41-year-old woman in May, drank from the minibar, and bang, they die. Respiratory failure, fluid found on the lungs, enlarged hearts. This is what the last three cases had in common. So I'm concerned about the possibility of a toxin bill. Not that there couldn't be underlying natural causes here, but what precipitated the sudden death is the question. And the toxicology reports take a long time. I want everyone out there to know it's not that they're delaying it in this case. After an autopsy, it takes about 3 or 4 weeks generally for a toxicology report to come back because they've got to confirm, reconfirm. FBI is involved now. It's going to be a little fast."
Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals takes place tonight in Boston as the Boston Bruins will be hosting the St. Louis Blues. Puck drops at just after 5 o'clock Pacific time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.